Well, Alexia, time to get our weekend on. And it seems this weekend it's all about film.
Yeah, there is a lot of film events going on this weekend. And starting on Saturday, they'll be playing Wonder, the movie, at Yonge Park, and that's part of the City of Las Cruces's Movie in the Park program. And as always, all of the movies begin at 7 p.m. and they're free.
Okay, and this is Wonder starring Julia Roberts playing Saturday at 7 p.m. at Yonge Park. So go out and make a picnic of it and have a good time. Take the family. Let's talk about the Borderlands Film Festival premiere. It's taking place this coming Sunday at the Rio Grande Theater.
Yeah, that's going to be at 7 p.m. And the Borderlands Film Festival 48-hour film contest
So this
is.
is a competition, it's a contest.
It's a competition where contestants have 1 weekend to make a short film. So the films have already been made, and
Okay.
this will be the premiere of those films that were made for the contest.
Oh, that's interesting. So this was a call out to folks to do a 48-hour film contest, and now they're going to premiere them on this coming Sunday at the Rio Grande Theater. So what's the deal with the Borderlands Film Festival?
Well, it's free, so that's always a plus.
Okay.
And they'll also be selling discounted passes to the Borderlands Film Festival in October.
Ah, okay. So this is the Borderlands Film Festival, which is for the Borderlands Film Festival in October.
Yeah, and they'll be the discounted passes will be sold at the screening.
Okay.
And of course, they're also going to have concessions like beer, wine, and spirits available.
Okay, so this takes place Sunday at 7 p.m. Keyword is free. Admission is free at the Rio Grande Theater. Randy Granger, we've had him on the air here at KRWG plenty of times. Nice to see him come back and put on a show.
Yeah, on Sunday, Randy Granger will perform during Full Moon Night at White Sands National Monument, and that's going to begin at 8 p.m. And that takes place in the amphitheater at the monument. And the program is free, but monument entrance fees apply. So it's $5 per person for those 16 years and older, but they will be accepting all national park passes as well.
Okay, again, Native American flutist Randy Granger performing during the Full Moon Night at White Sands National Monument. This is one of those events that every month when we talk about it, I always would like to go and visit it because it seems like it would be such a nice, mellow thing to do, but I just never get around to doing it.
Yeah, I've been wanting to go myself, actually. So, of course, it's only on the nights when there's a full moon, so it can be hard to make sometimes, but I've heard really great things about the event from people who've gone.
Okay, and that takes place at 8 p.m. on Sunday. The Laramie Project, I've seen so much talk about this play on social media. So
Oh,
there's a
really?
social media buzz, at least on my feed.
Okay, yeah. So this actually the play was going on last weekend too, and it's continuing this weekend, Friday through Sunday, and it's called The Laramie Project, and it's showing at the Las Cruces Community Theater. And the play is about the reaction to the 1998 murder of gay University of Wyoming student Matthew Shepard in Laramie, Wyoming. And performances will be presented at 7:30 p.m. tonight and Saturday, and 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Okay, so like I said, just last weekend, my social media was burning with people just talking about it and what an impactful play it is. So definitely something to check out, the Laramie Project at the Las Cruces Community Theater this weekend. Taste for Your Impulse, food truck.
So this is a fairly new food truck in town. It's been around for about 4 months, Skewered Food Truck. And they offer a selection of skewers, everything from the Moroccan beef skewer with tahini, lemon rice, and chickpeas to the beef marsala skewer with butter noodles and vegetables. So it's a wide range of different types of skewers, and they always come with vegetables or noodles or rice of some sort as well.
Okay, where and about are they hang? Do they hang out?
So if you want to stay up to date on where the food truck is located, you should follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Just follow Skewered Food Truck. But they also regularly participate in food truck fiestas around town, and they can also sometimes be found at Little Toad Creek Brewery and Distillery downtown.
Okay, Alexia, we'll talk to you next weekend.
Okay, go out and enjoy your weekend.